talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's Talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Close. Morning Crossfire continues after the news. But just to let you know, the wife of the president, Aisha Buhari, has been speaking about the end to medical trips abroad for presidents and the likes of them. Well, she explains that with the new facility available now, so that this will be different. Get to listen to her for yourself. And yes, star witnesses, they describe them to be 50. 50 of them will be appearing on behalf of the PDP against presidential ambitions of Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu. I've got the clip on that. I'd like to play that for you as well. And yet the group that's also laying claim that no, don't put Tinubu in office, don't inaugurate him into office. They put together a protest as well. The story around a young EFCC officer as well comes into play as I share with you the story built up around that. It's a sad story, but needs to be shared. These and more coming up next, right here on Nigeria Info. After the news, there'll be more to talk about.
Stay updated with all the current news. From policies to politics, economies, local and foreign news. We keep you updated on all the happenings. Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Nigeria Info.
The hub for information.
95.1.
Nigeria Info.
Abuja. It's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Updates, current and breaking issues. This is the news update.
News updates.
About 9 people have been reportedly killed by bandits during an attack at Ungwandakwa community of Benin-Gwari local government area of Kaduna State. Although the police authorities are yet to comment on the incident, the House of Assembly member elect for Benin-Gwari State Constituency, Honorable Yahya Benin-Gwari, confirmed the incident to Newsmen on Sunday. Honorable Gwari said the bandits stormed his community at about 2 p.m. on Saturday and immediately opened fire on the innocent residents who were going about their daily duties. He said some villagers sustained varying degrees of injuries during the attack and were rushed to the hospital at neighboring Funtua in Katsina State for treatment, while most of the villagers fled from their homes due to fear of a fresh attack by the bandits. Operatives of the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, NDLA, have intercepted a large consignment of methamphetamine concealed in powdered custard containers in Lagos State. The NDLA spokesperson, Femi Babafemi, who revealed this in a statement on Sunday in Abuja, said the consignment was part of a consolidated cargo going to London, United Kingdom. He said the drugs were seized at the Skyway Aviation Handling Company export shed of the Murtala Mohammed International Airport, Ikeja, Lagos State. Babafemi stressed that the illicit drug consignment weighing 30.10 kilograms with a street value of 567 million naira was detected and seized by NDLA operatives at the airport on Tuesday, May 16. According to him, this was swiftly followed by a series of follow-up operations that led to the arrest of a fried agent, Nwobodo Tidibere. He added that a female suspect, Choma Akuta, and ultimately the drug lord behind the shipment, Charles Eze, were arrested in Lagos State on Thursday, May 18. Residents of Abuja Metropolis have applauded the recent announcement of the program of event for the May 29th inauguration by the Presidential Transition Council. Some of the respondents noted the announcement signaled the progression of the country's democratic process, while others told our correspondent that they are still waiting for the decision of the Presidential Election Petition Tribunal and the will of the people was not, as the will of the people was not reflected in the large general election.
I'm not happy because this is not what we voted for, but then we have no choice. The constitutional right, we pray that they will come and pass.
I feel good because our democracy is growing.
I expect that it will be better than body governments.
We expect that once they come in, let's let things change. The economy, let it start booming.
Expectation definitely good governance, security, economy.
Recall that the Presidential Transition Council on Thursday unveiled the program lineup for the inauguration, which begins on Tuesday, May 23. To the phone saying U.S. President Joe Biden and top Republican Kevin McCarthy have spoken on the phone in a change of tone in stalled talks on lifting the U.S. debt ceiling. President Biden told reporters that the call went well and the two would talk again today as he arrived back at the White House from the G7 summit in Japan. The two sides met at odds over budget cuts demanded by the Republicans as a condition for raising the ceiling. Failure to do so by June could result in the U.S. defaulting on its debt. That would mean the federal government could not borrow more money or pay all its bills. The Treasury Department has warned that a default could begin on June 1. Such an outcome would cause chaos in financial markets and lead to further rises in interest rates. That's the news update on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Don't forget, you can always send us Eyewitness Report as news breaks in your area. Send your reports to 090-385-1285. My name is Bivan Magoni. Good morning.
For information,
current affairs, and more.
The president used his last Democracy Day address to talk about several issues, including security.
It is this same government that decided
the Join the conversation
right here.
Let's talk. We feed you with the right information,
the right topic of interest,
and the right conversation.
I heard the Minister for Information, and he was trying to rationalize why the NLC should not go on strike now.
So one of the challenges in Africa, there's a lot of poverty and there's a lot of inequality.
Let's talk
on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
I like everything I feel in my heart and soul. Oh, she see me so. I'm smiling, but I'm dead inside. Look into my eyes, you see that pain inside. I don't wanna chill, I wanna stay inside. If I show you my liver, you gon' take me to prayer. Don't wait till I'm under 6 feet, I'm gone, and I got feel strong. They go sing my songs, make nobody call my phone. I've always been on my own. So many, many things, man, I see for life. And if you don't be mama, how I feel survive. That be the reason why I call Susanna, make she come and hold my body. I pay so low, because say nobody can forgive me the ginger. Wow, oh, low, I'm in pain. Somebody shine that up to my finger. Nobody knows the things that I be going through. Nobody knows the things that I be going through. If I show you my liver, you could take me to prayer. No way till I'm under 6 feet, I'm gone, and I got die in the strong. Then go sing my song. Make nobody call my phone. Oh, she see me so. I'm smiling, but I'm dead inside. Look into my eyes, see the pain inside. I don't wanna chill, I wanna stay inside. I don't wanna.
In mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream. For the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. I Life is real. Life is earnest. And the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Not enjoyment and not sorrow is our destined end or way, but to act that each tomorrow finds us farther than today. Art is long and time is fleeting, and our hearts go stout and brave, still like muffled drums are beating, funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb-driven cattle, be a hero in the strife. Trust in no future, however pleasant, let the past bury its dead. Act, act in the living present, heart within and God o'erhead. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing o'er life's solemn main, a forlorn shipwrecked brother, seeing shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait.
Crossfire continues after this.
Welcome back to the show this very morning. Yes, a psalm of life. Everyone needs one in order to be able to move forward and make a difference in all that they choose to do and in how they choose to do it. Well, the transition week is on. This is the week that it's called the transition week in Nigeria. It's the same week that would see a movement of democracy, essentially, at the state level as well. Much focus has been on the president, but some governors are going to be stepping away from their role. At least 20 governors will be doing that, and they'll be seeing how things play out for them. Some are going to have withdrawal symptoms that feel a little bit of, what should I do? What shouldn't I do? Do I have a legacy? I don't have a legacy. There's going to be withdrawal syndrome. There's going to be the guys who are going to say, let me finally approve all that thing I've been doing. Let me go and seek for forgiveness. And some would soon realize what it feels like to have not much of life, of power, after 8 years. Many of them will see things differently. For the very first time, many of them would possibly go to their homes that they built in the States. Some will relocate to choicest places in Nigeria, like Abuja. Some would come, some would go to Lagos. My suspicion is a good number of them will come to Abuja. Many of them would for a moment come to realize how much work they have done for different people within their various states. Essentially, what that means is work you've done or not done. Issues of public health, issues of basic education, you know, basic education, how educated are their states and the children there. Some would even understand the extent of the war. Some will get new ideas of how they should have done. Some will spend some time in the dark regretting the things that they have done. Others will stay in the dark to regret things they never did. It's the transition week. This cuts across the governors, the president, and some appointments would also, of course, slip away. Many of the appointments across Nigeria are based on who is the principal, and they are only as valid as when the principal is in office. So, for example, this Wednesday is going to be the last Federal Executive Council meeting, possibly chaired by President Muhammadu Buhari, where he will thank everybody for their service, the ministers and various other roles in there. apart from some DGs and chairmen who run organizations, government organizations that are tenured, 5 years tenure, 1 year tenure, with 2 year time and the likes of that, a lot of the government appointees would also walk away from their various roles. Power is transient, isn't it? It's leaving. It's going away. It is leaving many of them. Now, those are for the government appointees. The wives of governors, the wife of the president, many of them would also realize what has been done, what could have been done. If there's still room to do for more, if there's a handbook that they would like to pass on to the next lady in charge, oh yes, to the next lady in charge, please don't stop my children education kaza 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 program. My women in this program should be extended. Please, out of the kindness of your heart, make sure the funding for a few foundations that we have started off do not dry up. I'm talking about what happens in the transition week, explaining to you the many areas that will be examined. While all this is being talked about, some people have diaries full of all the things they would do, of all the appointments that they can get, the ones they should get, the committees they should lead, the role they so much desire, how they would approach the president-elect when he becomes president to say, please, just give me this portion of assignment. Or should I use the words of the prodigal child? Give me my inheritance, my political inheritance. I want to be in charge of this. I've worked so long for you. I've done that for you. I've done so much for you in this arena. I deserve, I have earned, I want to take charge of this, of that, and more. So the wife of governors-elect, the wife of the president, hopefully one, yeah, the wife of the president-elect, will step forward. Start to look at things that are a little bit different. Well, what would she look at? Education, basic education, could be DETRA. Women's rights. She's been known, for example, as the wife of president-elect to really fight on when it comes to women's rights. She literally had a very, very interesting face-off with one of the senators who had a very disgraceful moment with a Nigerian when he beat up a lady. That's some of the things to remember. Beat up a lady, the story many of you do remember. Let me not drag off an issue or start off a story that would drag a senator into remembrance. So she will look at some of those things, basic education, health, reforms. You think about it. Ideas become left, right, and center. Some would be self-serving ideas as initiated by some people. Some will do more. And then we have the governors. Who will take charge? The governors elect to become governors. They will bring out their diaries. Think of all the things they want to do for the various states. Some will go into deals with foreign countries to give them minerals in exchange for processes that would have lifted the look of their state. Well, in the time where quite a number of governors, outgoing governors, have constructed bridges, have constructed all kinds of things, one would wonder what is left to construct than the welfare of the people. So governors may choose to look into the wealth of their people. Will they? Should they be doing so? How do you do this? How do you improve on the lives and the livelihood of people within your state? How do you get people who are unemployed, underemployed, into a better zone? Do you do trainings? How do you benefit from the new phase in which Nigeria may be going forward into, the refinery project being launched by the Dangote refinery, which is due to be launched today. And Otedola was with Dangote yesterday to take a look at the place today. Yes, just about this weekend. And there are all kinds of moving parts in our democracy that would go on throughout the course of this week. There'll be people who will choose to damage the reputations of other politicians in order for them to stand a chance to be seen, to be heard, and to emerge, and to stand a chance to possibly have more in the next government. There'll be politicians who choose just to say, I'm just going to walk away quietly, nothing more, nothing more. Some will be cleaning out their offices. Some will be thinking of what possible ways to track and make sure there's no track of corruption around their tables. Oh yes, that would happen. And I'm sad to say this, I do hope nothing of this happens along the lines of federal buildings suddenly becoming difficult to access due to incidents that may or may not occur. But it leaves you with room to imagine all the things that is going on in the Federal Capital Territory today. What is going on? This is the transition week, and there are many ideas, approving or disapproving, that has already started off. And I wonder what you think about many things that could be going on, should be going on, cannot afford to go on, and maybe going on. Stay with me. I'd like you to listen to this.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Shows, new host, new realities, true conversations, trustworthy ideas, shared passionately on your number one talk station of the nation. Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Let's talk. Affairs Show provides a new scope to the details of politics.
Actually participated in the governorship election.
Rollout, vaccination in 4 days.
Let's stay away from the sides of the story and go deeper, deeper together. Let's talk weekdays at 8 a.m.
on 95.1 Nigeria Info Abuja. Let's talk.
The Current Affairs Show.
This is Nigeria Info 95.1. I'm Femi Diyamele. This very morning, keeping up with you with some of the biggest stories across the nation. And yes, these stories are deserving of your attention. Let me turn you in the direction of the EFCC, because I may not get a chance to come back to this story, but it's one worthy of your listening in this very morning. And by the way, congratulations to Manchester City fans like us and Manchester City Club on winning the English Premier League. And now we're going to win the UEFA Champions League. I just thought I should say this. Yeah, there's nothing you can do. We win. It's going to be trouble. It's coming. It's coming. And it's going to be real. Just thought I should mention that. Now, the EFCC in Sokoto last week provided a briefing around, they provided a briefing with regards to the incident among three of the officers in Sokoto State. And I'd like you to listen to the accounts they provide along the lines of this.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Which is suspected to have led to the unfortunate death of one of our young officers, Inspector of the SEC, Abel Issa Dixon. The officer passed away on May 7, 2023, at the Usmanu Danfodio University in Sokoto, the teaching hospital, so to speak, where he was receiving treatment for injuries he sustained 2 days earlier in a scuffle with two of his other colleagues. Those colleagues are Assistant Superintendent of EFCC Apata Oluwaseun Odunayo and Inspector of EFCC Oguji Titus Tochukwu. They have disagreed over procedures for the custody of items belonging to a suspect in detention, leading to a fight, a conduct which the Commission frowns at. these two officers with whom he had a disagreement have been suspended by the commission and handed over to the police for further investigation and possible prosecution. The latest information which I have for you is that a two-count holding charge bordering on criminal conspiracy and culpable homicide has been filed against them at the Chief Magistrate Court in Biwa, Sokoto. Both offenses are punishable under sections 60 and 191 of the Sokoto Penal Code Law 2019. Without prejudice to the investigation by the police, the officers will face a further disciplinary action upon the conclusion of police investigation. The executive chairman, Mr. Rashid Baba, is saddened by the incident and has extended his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family. He has, in addition, assured that the commission will leave no stone unturned in ensuring that those who are indicted over the unfortunate incident are brought to justice.
This is Morning Crossfire.
We get the gist of this, but much of the story here is the fact that three officers disagreed. It led to the death and hospitalization and then death of one of them, and the two other officers are in police custody. I don't think we'll be able to take on okay, let me just play a little bit for you. The 50 witnesses mentioned, talks about 50 witnesses that would stand to testify on behalf of Peter Obi in the court case, the presidential tribunal going on. The lawyers are really keen about this. Yes, they are. And they really are saying things will work out differently.
Which cannot be ruled out.
Let me say, considering the allegations of the Labour Party and the presidential candidate made against the election, 20 witnesses have been
allowed
to testify against the election.
Yes.
And the person who was declared winner. Will 50 witnesses alone be enough to prove your case?
Yes, 50 will be enough. 50. That's what we have asked for. And I assure you that if we call 50 witnesses, the truth will be known.
This is Morning Crossfire.
50 witnesses will be enough. But that's not the account of the PDP. They are looking at 100 witnesses.
I see today is a Saturday, yet the court convened and sat in order to hear this matter, which underscores its importance. So once we finish with this pre-hearing, we now go into the actual hearing. We're very happy with the progress made so far.
Then see, a lot of us have thought that John Simon here was going to be the statement that was made, which is even
yes, you notice that before rounding up, the court raised the issue and drew the attention of counsel to this issue of consolidation of petitions, which is provided by the first schedule to the Electoral Act. And the court has given us opportunity to go and brainstorm on this and then come back to make our opinions known. You know, there are now three presidential petitions pending, and the court, which is provided by the first schedule to the Electoral Act. And the court has given us opportunity to go and brainstorm on this and then come back to make our opinions known. You know, there are now three presidential petitions pending, and the court needs to deal with all this expeditiously. And that is why this issue of consolidating all the petitions has come up. Fortunately, the matter is coming up on Monday. On Monday, we shall offer our opinion to the court, and the court will resolve this issue.
This is Morning Crossfire.
So,
Build up to this same Monday that we are on. It's the Monday where Dangote Refinery will be commissioned. It's the same Monday that it's 7 days to the transition. It's the same Monday that serves as the continuation of the Presidential Tribunal. It's the same Monday that NARD suspends its industrial action that's lasted for about 2 weeks now. And much more. All right, let me get your view in. We've got about 8 minutes to round this off before I speak to my guest this very morning. Let's get your views in. The numbers remain 0700951000. Okay, that's 0700951000. And yes, if you're joining in on the other line, it's 0809597 4869. And on WhatsApp, it's 080-999-30137. Good morning to you. Glad you joined in.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you today? What's your name?
This is Samuel from Obologa.
All right, Samuel, let's hear you. Oh, did you say Samuel? Your name again?
Ahmed.
Ahmed, okay, yes.
I would like to thank Mr. President for his giant outcry after infrastructure development in Nigeria. Mr. President, hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you, Ahmed.
Mr. President will be in Lagos today in order to, is it to open, what is he going to do there?
Commission at the Dangote Refinery.
That's a good thing. And this is between government and the Dangote group. So the government has done a lot. You see, government, I don't expect government to have their own Nigeria. It can never happen. The way anything coming, we don't take care of it. People are asking for Nigeria, it will never happen at all.
Okay.
Something we don't help those states.
Mm.
Who are into that business now. That's the only thing we can do in Nigeria now.
Thank you, Ahmed.
I'm coming again.
Thank you. I've got to take on another call. Thank you, Ahmed. Okay. Good morning to you. Welcome.
Yeah, I remember my humble self of Bakar Ali, aka Tinubu Pekin, calling from PW Kubwa very quickly.
Yes,
as regards President Muhammadu Buhari, he has done his best and he has received all the needed bullets, the landmines, in order for Mr. Bola Ahmed Tinubu to come and smooth sail. Yes, Muhammadu Buhari has gone through a lot of ups and downs regarding to his health, regarding to the economy, the security. He is able to give his best to his country. And I hope Ahmed is going to consolidate on avoid all the numerous shortcomings that President Muhammadu Buhari had.
Mm. All right then. Thank you. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, same as you. My name is Jerry from Altaba Lake.
All right, Jerry.
Yeah, we are celebrating Dangote Refinery. For God, Dangote is just a private business.
Do you mind? Jerry, right?
Hello. Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. Jerry, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much are they selling for me now? 4,000 something. Eh? Nobody to me, I'm not celebrating because nobody can control the Dangote price. The commissioner of the Dangote Refinery, nobody, our government doesn't talk about the price. The main thing in this Dangote Refinery is the price. Are we going to buy the new price as we are buying it now?
Mm.
You understand? When they just secretly have the price, we are all of us are rejoicing about Dangote price. Like, is it not the same that women cannot give in the Mugla Refinery? And you have to be, if I open my shop now, I will call my governor to come and open it. Because my governor cannot control my price.
Okay.
You understand? So that's just like someone that is going to something in this nation.
Mm.
Yeah? I went from that. Look at the thing.
I'm going to take more calls there, brother. Thank you.
What I'm begging the man is that when he's doing that, he's going with his headmen. Honestly. Because if we go with the headmen to Daura, and we have over it.
All right. Thank you for your time. Okay. Well, I guess the biggest suggestion from your point of view is President Muhammadu Buhari should leave when he leaves and leaves. He should leave alongside with the people that he has served with. Things would be different. Committee, the member of the House of Reps was seeking to the position of speakership and his claim of lopsided appointment. Where was he when President Buhari made lopsided appointment with his region benefiting more than other regions? Again, he's talking about contributions. How much does this region contribute to the economy to warrant the position he is clamoring for? Lone Baye from Cuba did write that in. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My name is Chukwudi. I'm calling from Dublin.
Chukwudi, welcome.
No, Jacob is my name.
Oh, Jacob. Okay.
Yes. I just want to comment on this issue of Dangote refinery. I don't know why it is difficult for the federal government to build refineries for the contract was done in the past. I don't really know the science behind it, that they are finding difficult. It is my own opinion. We could have invited Buhari and his cabinet to come and speak to Nigeria. The difficulties they are having in providing Nigeria with affordable refinery. So that we can correct them for future purpose. We cannot live our life like that. If Nigeria is the only country I've had in this world that having the last quantity of crude oil like this and without refinery oil product, it's very, very bad. Dangote is a private individual builder. I built this Dangote refinery. Most of them that are in the government today, they have shares in it, high shares, not the small ones.
Okay.
They are just building this refinery in the name of Dangote. People in this government that pulled that refinery.
All right.
That is my belief.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your belief. Nancy from Wuse says, hey, FMD, what will be the fate of Yakubu if the tribunal finds out there was no winner and therefore none should have been declared? Will it just ride away into the sunset? There really has to be consequences for rascality because since the declaration of these results, Nigerians have been at it. Why can't we just do the right thing, respect ourselves and others? We are all equal as humans. Only privilege has been thrust on some. They shouldn't abuse it, okay? That's your viewpoint on this. Good morning, Femidi. The Labour Party political crisis shows how disorganized the party is. I'm still wondering if such party would have won our presidency. Let your people movement rest their cases. Let Nigeria move on. Ropel from Gwak did write that in. Thanks for that. And from a poor resettlement, Kalu should be reminded that Igbo are actually not ripe for Igbo president, Senate president yet. Muhammad Afegu from Apori Settlement did write that in. Good morning, Femi. Please, can you let people know that an appointment, that there is a difference between approval of appointment in civil service and political appointment. Those approved are civil servants that rise through the ladder to the top, okay? So what would happen essentially is for those who have political appointments, they will leave those roles. And I think the most senior person in those various ministries, for example, the PAMSEC, I presume, will take on leading till new ministers are appointed into such roles. Nigeria should speak jaw. Should we really proceed as a killer nation? That's your question. Every day, there's killing going on. Politicians don't seem to care, only just for position and money. Haba Zaza writes that in as well this very morning. Stay with me. I'll be back to speak to our guests for this morning.
This is a sponsored program.
I'm often asked, why do I do a political show? Well, it has to be because of one of my favorite political quotes, the Gessner philosophy. And it says, the right leaders feel a sense of urgency in good times and bad, whether facing threat or opportunity. No matter what, they are obsessed, afflicted with a creative compulsion and inner drive for progress burning hot coals in the stomach that remains constant, whether facing threat or opportunity. This is what I also believe, that there's a sense of urgency that needs to be done with every right leader. And that is why I do the show. This I believe. I am Femi D. Amile.
5.1.